When you understand this, then there's nothing more and everything is your teacher. If this is not understood, then your teacher is a priest. This teacher and priest can together enlighten the entire world or blind the entire world. Do you want to know who the priest is? And then he said, do you want to know who the teacher is? Toby says, practice calls forth enlightenment. Your treasure house. It doesn't come from the outside. How enlightenment functions is through practice. So if you turn the eye of enlightenment and reflect back on the realm of practice, if you think of it as walking 100 steps, if you measure, if you judge, if you try and figure out where are you, you will be as far from true practice as heaven is from earth.
Was wrong. I've never forgotten it. I mean, it is the most, it's like hitting the reset button on your whole cosmogonic myth. I mean, it's the convincer. You know, you occasionally meet people who say, you people who take drugs, listen, you think I believe that this is anything more than you just hyping yourself up on this and say, listen, you got 10 minutes to put into exploring that point of view. Check this out, because it's confounding.
Sense of path. Do we know this as individuals? Do we as a community? And what does that mean to know where we're going? us to see the real way of things.
Enlightenment
in Buddhism has a very particular meaning. It's a word that has been translated into English as enlightenment. It has meaning in different religions, in Western civilization, philosophically, this period of time that influenced different art forms. What is enlightenment in Buddhism? To see the real nature of things, to see the non-duality of all things, the 10,000 things returned to one and two, nothing is divided.
That's the whole picture. It's not just one-sided. It's about understanding that not only are you and I the same thing, but I'm not you and you're not me, and seeing how these things work together. Otherwise, we would have a religion that doesn't function. Using one's mind. It's about doing that with other people. But the wonderful thing about it is that there isn't a rule book. You're not going to find it in a book. You're going to have to find it within yourself. So all we've got to offer is a process, is a matrix within which to train and within which to practice.
Enlightenment is ego's final disappointment.
Enlightenment?
Even you don't know what it is.
Enlighten me.
Everybody has their own kind of path.
When you understand this, then there's nothing more, and everything is your teacher. If this is not understood, then your teacher is a priest. This teacher and priest can together enlighten the entire world, or blind the entire world. Do you want to know who the priest is? And then he said, do you want to know who the teacher is?
Get enlightened to benefit all sentient beings. If you want, you can just get enlightened because you're tired of being constantly sort of eaten alive by the termites of anxiety that gnaw at your inner core whenever you're awake. That's okay too. You should get enlightened, because if you get enlightened, you're going to benefit everybody, and that's the reason to get enlightened.
Get enlightened.
In the days when humans lived in balance, they were watched over and guided by the stars. And at a certain period, it was observed that people were beginning to over-rely on their reason and intellect. Therefore, two stars were ordered to descend to the earth to enlighten humankind. It so happened that those two stars arrived on earth at the very same moment that the archangel raised his sword and drove Adam and Eve out of the garden.
How are we to understand this? How are we to understand an enlightened being when possessing enlightened nature?
It's like chakra enlightenment.
It's so fun just to imagine what you would be like if you didn't hate yourself.
We would all meditate together, and I would feel the light come into the room, and it would go into her, and then through Tom and come into me, and it was the most blissful thing I've ever experienced in my life. It was like, I guess you would call it a kundalini experience, where the energy would, instead of having an orgasm, you have an orgasm out of the top of your head, where you just experience light and bliss.
Meditate and breathe and find enlightenment.
I think that I used to think I'm Mr. Enlightenment, madly present and in love with Mary. And true, that was true.
become mixed up, as the Buddha used to say.
Hip hop or kung fu? Hip hop is kung fu.
Can my leaves fill with trees and my spawn fill with cheese? And they mints fill with pieces, they don't hesitate to squeeze. Can't bust on a hater, then we gone in the breeze. This the type of sneeze that make the women drop to their knees. This the type of hustle that make money stacks out of keys. This the type of Buddha that make all believers biblically.
enlightenment, the spiritual way of path. It's enlightenment itself. It's the Dharma. It's both the spiritual longing as well as the broad path of spiritual fulfillment. So it's both a path and a fulfillment.
By the 10,000 things is to encounter the real truth in one single thing. Encountering it in one single thing, you encounter it in everything.
Take our awakening seriously.
And to an extent, the Buddhists were like, no, we're punk rockers. We're going to spiritual war. We are not compromising one inch with you, with the world, with everything. We're getting the fuck out of here.
And Sun said, if it's the real truth, how can it be wrong? And that's really the story of Buddhism. How can it be arrived at and yet arrived at in the past? The people these days in the Enlightenment are not absolutely. The world depends upon it.
There is the thought of Enlightenment, the mind of Enlightenment.
There's a sect of Buddhism that calls Enlightenment the final disappointment.
I mean, these are visual, common organisms. They are like, whoa, whoa!
Be free to be oneself. Cannot be. Otherwise, everybody would be one. But rather, being oneself is no hindrance. At the moment when completely being oneself is no hindrance. Or at the moment when there is no hindrance.
I'd say you got comic books in the blood.
In other words, we're trying to do the same thing we've always done, to arrive at a place that is not ours.
We're trying to use something which is not a thing to engage in a process which is not a process, to obtain something which cannot be obtained.
You've got a very, very unique life.
Yes.
And you've been around a lot of these, I don't know what you call them, yogis, gurus, awakened beings.
We all have a sense of who we are. We all talk about maybe, you know, the values that we hold here, the morals that we have. Values and morals are shit if they're not put into practice in the world, right? They're not really values or morals, are they? If it's just something that you believe in the privacy of your own mind, then it's useless. It's monastic. It's masturbatory. True spirituality is about works, not about faith. So, you know, as the book of James in the Bible says, my favorite verse, faith without works is dead.
This is not the type of music that makes me happy.
We are deluded together. See, that's the thing. We are deluded together. And we are enlightened together. That's the other part of this thing.
Must be dreaming.
Thank you. Well, you know why I'm wearing a mask, don't you? I may have to kill you.
Enlightenment. whole picture. It's not just one-sided. It's about understanding that not only are you and I the same thing, but I'm not you and you're not me, and seeing how these things work together.
system is the soda in the chicken, and the hot dog burgers, yo, whatever fam you lickin', they got dope in the brewskis and the liquor and the spirits. I always try to tell them, but nobody wanna hear it. They got dope in the water in the sky, the fake clouds, super shaggies and the vials, your spliff allows. Dope on the news and on the top of all your favorite sites.
Trying to do the same thing we've always done, to arrive at a place that is not a place. We're trying to use something which is not a thing to engage in a process which is not a process, to obtain something which cannot be obtained.
To look at you, I'd say you got comic books in the blood.
You got a very, very unique life. And you've been around a lot of these, I don't know what you call them, yogis, gurus, awakened beings.
We all have a sense of who we are. You know, we all talk about maybe, you know, the values that we hold here, the morals that we have. Values and morals are shit if they're not put into practice in the world, right? They're not really values or morals, are they? If it's just something that you believe in the privacy of your own mind, then it's useless. It's monastic. It's masturbatory. True spirituality is about works, not about faith. So, you know, as the book of James in the Bible says, my favorite verse, faith without works is dead.
And yet we are here. And we are here for an approximate length of time. And time is the measure of opportunity. It is in time that we must succeed or fail. It is in time that we grow or decline. It is in time that the span of our lives can be measured within reasonable accuracy.
Thanks for the enlightenment.